Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Good morning. Wow. It's been a long morning. I think I've been up since like 2-3 o'clock this morning. Couldn't really sleep. I really had this word, a simple word, just a simple word. You saw it, the power of the if. And if just was like ringing. When I say ringing, it just woke me up. And God was like, get up. I want to show you something. And so I went into the scripture. He led me to a scripture and well, you led me to a bunch of scriptures. So do you know if is in the Bible probably like 100 sometimes? That word, that simple little word is so powerful because so many things hinges on the if. And so I want to encourage you on actually obeying and doing whatever the if is that God is asking you to do. And so first he led me to Matthew 21:21. And it says, and it, we all know the parable of the fig tree. Jesus was on his way back from somewhere and he looked at his, and he was hungry. So he looked at this, went to this fig tree by the side of the road, but it had leaves, but it didn't have any figs. And so he cursed it. You know, he said that you will never bear fruit again. You know, never bear fruit again. And it withered away. And so the disciples saw it and they were astonished. It was like, what the heck? You know, he just spoke to this tree and it died. Like really died. And so God started talking to me about this scripture and it states, you know, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if, here's the word, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to this fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer and believing, ye shall receive it. So as I was sitting there pondering, I'm like, God, I mean, if I had faith, if I believe, if I trusted, if I understood, if I loved, everything hinges on the if. You know what I mean? Think about it. We had this word Sunday and Wednesday we kind of studied it. We had a lot of feedback on the word. And so that's probably where it was. It just stuck into my spirit and it just wouldn't leave me. When I say it wouldn't leave, it would not leave me. And so when I was sitting there thinking this morning and I was looking at this scripture and I was looking at this word, and I kept just seeing the if ye. I mean, I just want to get to the if. It says, if ye have faith and doubt not. Has your faith been with, has it been dying? Has it been taking a hit? Have you been doubting what God has said? Because let me think, let's do this. Let's think about this. And this is for myself. It was like, Gerald, if you didn't do what I asked you to do, if Yvette didn't do what I asked her to do, what do you think would happen? We're talking about an if. If you don't do what God says he wants you to do, if you don't keep the commandments, if you don't love, if you don't trust, if you don't believe, if you don't do whatever it is that God has asked you to do, what do you think the consequences are? What are the consequences? Think about it. What are the consequences? If you are a parent and you tell your child to do something and there's a consequence for you not doing it, and there's a consequence for you to doing it. If you do it, then you get praise. If you don't, you get a reprimand or you get a whooping, whatever it may be. Think about it. Life or death. In this, if you can keep my commandments, you get this. If you don't keep my commandments, you get this. If you love, you get this. If you don't love, you get this. Think about it. Think about it. We're just talking about if. You can take it in any area that you really want to. If I exercise, would I be healthy? If I eat this bad food, what's going to happen? If I run this red light, what's going to happen? If I don't do this, what will happen? Let's we're talking about an if, because there's a choice in this if. And so, it says, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto a mountain. Dude, we talked about a fig tree. Then we go to a mountain, like a mountain. Now, it talks about believing. You think about moving a mountain. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Move a mountain and just say, let's just say it's the biggest thing in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's just the one thing that just, it seems like monumental. It seems like it just keeps growing and keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it just seems like it's just overwhelming. And you really haven't, you speaking to it, but you don't have really faith in it. You don't have the faith that you need to actually move it. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're actually saying it out of a religious place, just saying it because you know the scripture, but you're not having faith behind it. You're not really believing that this mountain can be moved. This person can be saved. This person can be delivered. This person can be set free. You know what I'm saying? It's that place. If you believe, what if someone's life depended on your if? What if someone's life, listen to me now, what if someone's life depended on your if? Huh. I think about that a lot. I never put the if to it, but I think about if I didn't get delivered, if I don't keep my keep my deliverance, if I don't keep myself girded up, if I don't keep myself in a right place, if I don't keep myself, what happens? Do I go back? I understand. Listen, let me tell you something. I know about the if I didn't keep my, because I didn't, when I got delivered, it took me so long to keep getting delivered because I wasn't operating on the if. I wasn't using the power of the word. What if I use the word and I use the word correctly? What if I declared over myself and protect myself? And what if I didn't? And if I didn't, I got what I got. I got a long history of turmoil and a long track of destruction, of destroying stuff. Or are you that person that has a whole lot of a long life of doubt because if you trust God, if you trust what God has said to you, if you trust God's word and you waver not, you can speak to the mountain. Listen. Listen to this. He says, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall be done, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer and believing. Listen, asking in prayer and believing. Believing. You have to believe that if you do this, if you keep these commandments and you obey God's word, that what you praying, you believe that it's going to happen. You believe it without a doubt. Nobody can change your mind. Nobody can talk you out of it. Nobody can say anything. When they see you, they know that your mind is made up. Your mind is made up. Because if you don't, there's a whole other option that's going to happen. So there's real power in this if. I mean, this is a small word, but it is so powerful. Because God gives you a choice. If you do this, then you will get this. If you don't do this, you will get this. So which one would you want? I just want you to meditate on your if. What is it that God that showed you or said to you that if you don't do it, what will happen? What do you think will happen? I think about that a lot. That's weight for me. Because if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I drop a lot of people. If I don't live the way I'm supposed to live and think the way I'm supposed to think and I act the way I'm supposed to act, I will hurt a lot of people. What about you? What about you? Is your family dependent on your if? Is your life dependent on your if? If you make good decisions, if you make good choices, if. Think about it. This if is serious. This is very, very, very serious. I encourage you to ponder the ifs. And you can go throughout the whole Bible and it talks about the situations with ifs, because there's something that happens if you do it, and then there's something happens if you don't. I just wanted to put out the word if, and I don't know what God has me doing with this if, but it's on me and it's very, very strong on me right now. It's the power of the if. If Jesus didn't come on the scene for the demoniac of Gadara, would he still be sitting in the cave cutting himself? What if he didn't? But he did. And what happened? This man got saved. This man was sitting there clothed in his right mind when the people came to see him. What if he didn't heal? What if he didn't do all of the things that he did? Where would we be? What if Jesus didn't die on the cross for us? What if God didn't send his son to pay a price for us? What if God didn't love us enough? But we can see that God loves us enough. But what if we don't love God the way God loves us? What happens? What if we're not obedient to his commandments? What happens? You can read in the Bible and it tells you what happens. So I'm encouraging you this morning to think about the if. I mean, just literally ponder, what if? What if you don't do what you're supposed to do? What if? What if? I'm going to tell you a quick story. Y'all already know our testimony. You know the story between me and my wife. You know some of the stuff. If you follow my wife, you know what she's about. You know some of the stuff that she had to do. What if she didn't love me the way God asked her to? I wonder where I would be. I know where I would be. I would be in hell full speed, I'd have been sitting in hell right now if she didn't do what God asked her to do. I think about that. Y'all don't understand. I think about that a lot. I think about the sacrifice she had to make. I think about that. I think about the sacrifices she had to make every day. I think about that. I think about what God has called for me to do. And what if I didn't do it? What if I never got it? I never got to this place. What would happen? I know it would happen. We wouldn't have what we have, and we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. It surely wouldn't be at this place, at this level. It wouldn't be, you know, what God truly perfect will, but what God really and truly wanted. It wouldn't be it. What if I couldn't get off the drugs? What if I couldn't get off the pornography? Where would I be? I thank God. I thank God for the blood. I thank God for redeeming me. I thank God for speaking to my wife and putting a if on her. If you don't pray for him and cover him, what do you think he would be? Now I'm in the same boat. If you don't pray over her, if you don't cover her, if you're not in the right place, where would she be? Where would you be? What will happen to your family? What will happen to your ministry? What will happen to your marriage? I think about that. Because I know where I come from. And I never want to go back. So now I speak to my destiny. I speak to my purpose. I even speak to those things that try to come back. I cancel those things. I use my vocabulary. I use the word of God. Because what if I didn't know how? It's powerful in this if. And you think about your if. You think about your if. If you don't do this, if you don't pray, if you don't forgive, if you don't love, if you don't obey, think about the opposite. Just think about the opposite. Because there's no gray area. We can't straddle a fence. It's either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. It's either right or wrong. There's no gray area. How do I know? Because I tried. And it was about to get me. It's about to drop me straight off in hell. So now. And matter of fact, God spits that out. So, I want you to ponder on your if. What's your if? What is that? What is the if? What's the if for you? What's the if for you? I just want you to think about that. What is your if? Because it's very powerful. Whose life depends on your if? Whose destiny is tied up in your if? Oh my God. What? Whose purpose is tied up in your if? Come on. Come out the box. Come out to me, myself, and I. This is deeper than that. It's a small word, but it's very, very powerful. very powerful. So today I just want you to ponder on your if. I want you to think about your if. And I gave you some things to think about just now. And so I pray that God gives you the revelation. God gives you the wisdom and understanding. And understanding this if. Understanding your if. Not just understanding the if, but understanding your if. If you don't do this, and if you do this, what happens? You have a choice to make today. You have a choice. We literally have a choice every day, all day. What do we choose? So I pray that your faith increase, that you're believing on a whole nother level. That you will take your if to God and do it the right way. So I want you to be blessed. I want you to be highly favored. But if you don't believe and you don't trust and you don't keep God's commandments, how could that possibly be? Let's just be real. How could you possibly have that? If. If my servant that was called by my name. Come on. If. I want you to just ponder and even grab scriptures of the if. And allow God to give you some revelation on the if. And even see the good and the bad of the ifs. But I just want you to get this if. If in your spirit. All right. Hey, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. I know it's early, but I just couldn't sleep. And God is really dealing with me. And so I'm about to go in here and pray. And I've been interceding all morning, but I'm about to get ready to go in here and pray some more and just have my time with God and allow God to minister to me and to do whatever he feels like he needs to do. Because I just want to be on his side. Okay? So y'all be praying for us on assignment. Let God's will be done. We declaring the freedom of this territory. We declaring liberty. The word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. We declare liberty now in the name of Jesus. Hey, y'all be blessed and y'all have a most wonderful and holy day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.